This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pandemic plea.
What you're doing is not enough.
The stalled presidential transition.
It is one more step in delegitimizing democracy.
Deadly Carolina floods.
She got washed down the river. They haven't found her yet.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Day after day, new records. Yesterday, more than 150,000 new coronavirus cases in this country. In the last month, the number of people hospitalized with the virus has nearly doubled. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
There is community spread right now. People in society infecting others. They don't have symptoms. They don't know they're infected. So we need to pour more testing into the community.
CBS's David Begno is in Chicago, one of the places where there are calls for people to help stop the spread.
Chicago is telling its residents to stay inside.
Do not have guests over and cancel your traditional Thanksgiving plans.
Dr. Benjamin Singer at Northwestern Memorial Hospital says the number of COVID hospitalizations in Chicago is fast approaching levels they haven't seen since the worst days back in April.
The pandemic is real, deadly, and we need strong cooperation within our communities.
California is the second state to record more than 1 million coronavirus cases. And in North Dakota, they have just 9 ICU beds left statewide.
I'm Meg Oliver in New York City, where a second wave of coronavirus is on the brink of crashing down. The citywide positivity rate closing in on the 3% threshold that would trigger a move to remote learning in all public schools. Maziel Lugo says all remote would be devastating for her 3-year-old son, Ozzy, who is autistic.
He cannot sit for more than 10 minutes. After that, he's just frustrated. He's crying.
In New Jersey, the surge is worse, announcing this week its highest daily case total since April.
We've heard from Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito about the stepped-up COVID clampdown.
The pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. We surely don't want them to become a recurring feature after the pandemic has passed.
He told the Conservative Federalist Society he's not criticizing the moves or trying to underplay the severity of the pandemic. Federal health officials have reached a deal with major pharmacies to distribute free COVID vaccine shots once they're available. The goal is to make it just like getting an ordinary flu shot. Well, China is the latest nation to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. CBS News now projects the Democrat has won Arizona to add to his electoral vote total. CBS's Paula Reed says a key man in the new administration was on MSNBC.
Ron Klain warned the Trump administration's refusal to cooperate in the transfer of power will soon begin to have real impacts.
There are officials inside the Department of Health and Human Services planning a vaccination campaign for the months of February and March when Joe Biden will be president. And so the sooner we can get our transition experts into meetings with the folks who are planning that vaccination campaign, the more seamless the transition.
Klain said he was encouraged by the growing number of Republicans who say that Biden should at least get access, including the president's allies like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz.
You want whoever is going to assume that office to be aware of the significant threats.
Some Republicans say the briefing should wait until all the votes are counted or recounted.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A letter from over 150 former national national security officials is warning of risks in the transition delay. That letter was sent to the General Services Administration Chief, Emily Murphy, and it urged her to ensure the smooth transfer of power and allow access to information pertaining to national security issues, as well as the president's daily brief and pending decisions on possible uses of military force.
The Department of Homeland Security and top cyber officials say the election was the most secure in American history, with no evidence any voting system was compromised. Georgia's voting system manager, Gabriel Sterling, says that truth might not be enough to change some beliefs.
There's a swath of voters that'll say those machines cheated. Those machines miscounted. Somebody hacked them.
Former President Obama tells CBS News the Trump administration's reluctance to accept defeat is cause for concern.
I'm more troubled by Republican officials who clearly know better, are going along with this, are humoring him in this fashion. It is one more step in delegitimizing not just the incoming Biden administration, but democracy.
He'll be on CBS's Sunday Morning and 60 Minutes. Some of President Trump's staunchest supporters plan to rally this weekend in Washington as he refuses to concede to President-elect Biden.
Law enforcement is preparing for this weekend's planned Million MAGA March. Promoters say millions of Trump supporters will be marching in the city. The Proud Boys are among the groups expected on Saturday, but D.C. officials say that their current intelligence suggests the planned gathering will not be that large. They are reminding people who come to the city that they should not show up armed. Jeff Begay, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the flood damage is bad. In parts of North Carolina, at least four people are dead. Dozens were rescued from high water. Melissa Fry says several people, including her sister-in-law, were washed away when floodwater raged through a campground.
I'm feeling lost because I'm sitting here praying to God that she's okay and that she's caught on to something and that they'll find her.
At least one death in Florida is linked to Tropical Storm Eta, which caused flooding in the Tampa area. President Trump has signed an executive order that will ban Americans from investing in Chinese firms that are owned or linked to the country's military. China says the move is unjustified. There's a lot more at stake in the planned second launch of astronauts on a SpaceX rocket.
This is the first operational flight for the SpaceX Crew Dragon after a successful test flight that started in May. Commander Mike Hopkins says the first crew told his that the real thing was just like the simulator.
But then they give you some of these other little details of the noises that they heard during various phases in flight or the vibrations.
In other words, everyone is learning his or her way around a new spacecraft. The Cape forecast 70% favorable for tomorrow night's launch. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A 100-year-old survivor of the Nazi Holocaust is telling his harrowing story.
The miracle isn't just that Eddie J.Q. survived Auschwitz and a Nazi death march and years hiding in a cave eating snails and slugs. It's that he's called his book The Happiest Man on Earth.
I promised myself, if I make it, I'd be the happiest man on earth.
And what is happiness to him?
I will be helpful. I'll be kind. I will do everything what the German didn't do to me. And that is my victory.
Eddie J.Q. also refuses to hate, perhaps the ultimate victory. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It turns out the lawyer who insured the just-deceased white supremacist Tom Metzger made payments for his role in the killing of an Ethiopian man in the U.S. in 1988 adopted the murdered man's son. That child is now an adult airline pilot. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.